We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Well, happy hump day Wednesday. Brighter days are ahead. Oh my gosh, do I got a lot of good news to share with you this morning. It starts with the weather. We got sunshine, warm temperatures coming for the weekend. Inflation is on the run. Inflation numbers in the UK come in today. The US down, Canada down. Oh, could we see food prices start to improve by this fall? Oh, we got lots of good news for you this morning. Also, we'll take a look at some of the world's most mispronounced brand names this morning. A viral TikTok has married people sharing their partner's most hated habits. Oh, I do a couple of these. I'm embarrassed. There's pictures. There's video proof. We'll take a look at those. Also, a follow-up to yesterday's story. We were telling you as we're coming on about the turbulence on that Singapore Airlines flight. We have some very dramatic video and pictures to share with you this morning. One person... there was one fatality on that flight. However, it was a heart attack. There was an elderly gentleman. This video is unbelievable. Probably the worst turbulence ever caught on tape. And I think there's 71 injuries now. 71 injuries, a couple dozen people in hospitals. Some serious stuff there. But again, as we said to you yesterday, incredibly rare, but very, very dramatic. Also, still dramatic is the closure, the bankruptcy and the closures of Red Lobster stores. Over 100 Red Lobsters shuttered. In Canada, it looks like the Red Lobsters have been faring a little bit better than south of the border, so the closures, should they happen here, will be slow at a slower rate than what we're seeing in the States. However, the 10 restaurants to watch in 2024 that are really struggling, and I'm sure that a few of these are on your list of places that you like to go, the top 10 chain restaurants that are really, behind the scenes, really struggling with stuff, and we're hoping that they can... pull it out of the fire towards the end of the year and keep things trucking along. Also, finally, Liquid Death. Have you heard of the drink Liquid Death? What a name for a drink. Anyway, Liquid Death is a popular drink among the kids. And unlike Pepsi, when they tried to give that jet away, Liquid Death is giving away a fighter jet as part of a contest. They will really do it and some cash. And how M&M's candy, you're going to start seeing some Halloween candy on store shelves. Why? Why? It's May. Why is M&M's putting Halloween candy on store shelves? I'll explain. Seeing that inflation number come under 3% is good. And I know that there are some people online that said, oh, that's Trudeau's numbers. He's feeding us these numbers. And listen, I think it comes as no surprise to anybody who regularly watches or listens to this show. I am not a Justin fan, but I think these numbers are reflective of what we're seeing. We're seeing some stabilization. Now, just because the inflation number came down doesn't mean that we're going to start to see prices fall right away. That's going to take some time to work its way through the system. But we told you last week that food inflation in the United States is actually on the downturn. And you know who confirmed that? Not Justin Trudeau, Walmart. Walmart USA said on the earnings call that they are suffering, or not suffering, but they are experiencing deflation in food. And that's a good thing for us because that means that prices are coming down as consumers, I mean. And so I said last week, it's going to be just a matter of time before we catch up. So by fall, we will start seeing some food deflation here. And I still believe that this Christmas is going to rock, guys. We are going to rock it this Christmas. And in fact, I think it could be a good Thanksgiving. where we are going to go to the store and go, you know what? It's nice that prices have just stayed put. They've stabilized. They've evened out. So to see the inflation number come in yesterday, under 3%, and yeah, food is still up, like I think it was 1.9, something like that. But in Manitoba, it's 0.4. So I think it's, you know, looking for positive signs. I'm hoping this is the end of our journey up the mountain, and now we're coming down the other side of the mountain. And then things will just start to finally get back to normal post-COVID. Those veggies to come up. You know what? Speaking of veggies, Alternative Choice Garden Center has got a veggie subscription box program. If you want to check that out, they're a sponsor on the Tyler Glenn Show. And those veggies, man, I want to start making some Pico ASAP. Sign up and join the vegetable box subscription list for 2024 at Alternative Choice Garden Center. Have a box of fresh garden veggies grown in their backyard delivered to your door in Brandon every week. Now, there's limited spots available. It's a six-week commitment that's required. They'll also be offering pickup options this summer. Go to alternativegroup.ca for more details on that. The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. If you want to check to see if there's a lineup at Murray's and that there might be a bit of a wait, you can go online. They've got a live webcam there at murraychefbrandon.com, and chances are they'll get you in no time. You pull up to those doors. You get into one of the service bays, one of the helpful, friendly staff will take all your information, put it into the computer. You will be good to go in no time. Get yourself a coffee. They'll show you your filters while you wait, and then you're on your way. And all this time, you have been helping Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And contrary to popular opinion on people of Brandon, did you see that yesterday? Somebody had was concerned about Kuiper's Family Bakery. So Curtis decided, I mean, some backstory on this. This is just for Sun Seekers, okay? So the bakery has seen one of its busiest springs since Curtis took over the bakery. It's been because they're sponsors on the show. Business has been fantastic. They are so appreciative and loving the support from the community. But it's been crazy. The thing is with these small businesses, you know, you got to give people some downtime or you're going to burn them out. And so that's what they did. On Monday, they shut her down. It was a holiday. They shut her down, give the staff the day off. Oh, but we had somebody go online and like, oh my God, the business is probably sold. It's probably sold and they've left town. Oh my God, where am I going to get my cinnamon buns? But this goes to show you the incredible loyalty to this store. Now, the whole selling the business thing was a little uncalled for. Now, I understand that you're concerned that there was that one day you couldn't get your sticky buns. But now they're open again, and now, you know, all is right with the universe, and I'm glad that Curtis jumped on people of Brandon to clear things up, to clear the air, to say, no, I'm going to be here for quite some time. And I will say that they have had a wonderful spring and appreciate all the kind support from the community. But it's because it is kind of an institution, this bakery, Kuiper's Family Bakery. And they make everything from sticky buns to hamburger and hot dog buns to fresh bread and loaves and anything you could think of comes out of those ovens. But it is cooked. It is baked with love and care. And the community just loves Curtis and the crew. So if you're ever in the city, slide on by Kuiper's Family Bakery. Go in there. It's the best-smelling store you'll ever walk into. They're at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's, okay? Greg at his cottage had some wildlife visitors at the cottage. Take a look at this video. And you know what? I think his cabin is called the Bear's Den. No kidding, it's the Bear's Den. Look at, there's Mama and the cubs. Oh, there's the little baby. I'm going to move that over a little bit. Take a look at this. This is fantastic. I'm going to show you the one side here. We'll play this again. Look at the big Mama Bear. Holy crapola. This is why they have signs at the Elkhorn Resort that say, you're in bear country. Please don't leave any food out. They're so cute. Those little cubs are so cute. Oh, my gosh. the little guy. He's snooping around that recycling bin there. Oh, yeah. Or they knocked the garbage can over there. They knocked that little garbage can over. They want to have some vittles. They want to have something, some breakfast. Oh, and here comes the little small. Wait for me. Here I come. Wait for me. Yeah, it's somewhat ironic that there's a statue of a bear.
I just want to check this statue of me. I just want to make sure that it is all up to its likeness, because it could be awesome to make sure that if you're going to do it, you got to wait for it.
That would be a poop-your-pants situation. A poop-your-pants situation. Now, this little bit of wildlife in the park is far less dangerous, but it is equally impressive. This was from Denise. She said, there's a traffic jam on Highway 10. Look out, anyone traveling down Highway 10, bit of a traffic jam, and there's some moose. Anyway, thanks for sharing those things, guys. As we get you going on a Wednesday, we've got some dramatic video and pictures to share with you regarding the Singapore Airlines turbulence that took place that injured 71 people. There was one fatality on this flight. SQ321 flying from London to Singapore. It encountered severe turbulence and had to be diverted and landed in Bangkok at 3 in the afternoon. The turbulence caused the Boeing 777 with 211 passengers and 18 crew to drop 6,000 feet in minutes. Now, that was done on purpose. The drop of 6,000 feet was required because the turbulence was just so awful that pilots had to just take emergency action to get that plane out of the airspace where these crosswinds were happening. The effects of the turbulence, the tracking data showed that the plane suddenly descended from 37,000 to 31,000 feet before landing in Bangkok, where emergency crews are waiting to help injured passengers. Now, the one fatality that did occur on the airplane was a heart attack. It was an elderly gentleman who suffered a heart attack because it was just so dramatic. Again, here is a look at some of what happened. I'm going to turn the audio off on this, but the video is all you need to see here, because it is, things are flying around. People are in their seats trying to get buckled in as quickly as they can. But look at, some of them couldn't make it back to their seats in time, and stuff is flying around the cabin all over the place. And, you know, people are praying, they're crying. It had to be an incredibly scary situation to drop that far, that fast, over and over and over again. And you can see the people, somebody was just in the aisle there and had flown backwards. Debris is all over the place. And I'm not sure if there was much of a heads up given, you know, with the seatbelt sign to be coming on, but look at this. This is incredible. This picture here. This just shows you, like, I mean, the turbulence was so hard that some of the stuff was falling from the overhead bin, like your, you know, the light socket from the overhead bin and the air conditioning unit had fallen down. And oh, this is unreal. Unreal. This poor flight attendant. You can see that she's obviously got a facial injury there, but you can see how it just was tossing everything around. Anything that wasn't tied down, put away, set aside, was going flying everywhere. And it was so dramatic. Area says, hats off to the pilot who managed to control and handle the plane going through turbulence like this. Good point. You know, a lot of these flights, they're flying like on autopilot. And, I know I sometimes think, oh, they're sitting back. They got their feet on the dashboard. And they're like, all right, we're up above the clouds. Yeah, this is fantastic. Till it hits the fan. We need these pilots to guide us through these situations that it's threatening to life and limb without question. I mean, if that is not handled properly, there's going to be big, big trouble. A statement from the airline confirmed there was one death on board and multiple injuries. The New York Times reports there were 71 injuries. We'd mentioned that. Singapore Airlines offers its deepest condolences to the family of the deceased, the airline said in a statement. We deeply apologize for the traumatic experience that our passengers and crew members suffered on this flight. We are providing all necessary assistance during this difficult time, and we're working with our colleagues and local authorities in Thailand to provide necessary assistance. The incident remains under investigation. Those 71 people are being treated, and it looks like there's a dozen or so that are still in hospital. But it looks like everyone should make a full recovery from this incident, but there will be some broken bones, some bumps and scrapes. And something to keep in mind next time you fly. You see that seatbelt sign, come on. Ooh, it's time to get back to your seat and get her all buckled up. Another reason for us to be weary of electric cars, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yes, silent but deadly. This morning, you are twice as likely to get run over by an electric car. Not only are they great for the environment, but they are great to take down a pedestrian or two. As if we needed another reason to dislike electric cars. You are twice as likely to be run over by an electric car than a gas or diesel one, and it's because they're too quiet. Have you ever been in an electric car? They are so quiet. I like that. I would probably leave it running. I would be one of these people that, I think I shut it off. Well, I can't hear it. Yeah, well, you can't hear it when it's running. Experts found the pedestrian casualty rate for trendy electric cars, such as Tesla and hybrids like the Toyota Prius, was 5 per 100 million times driven. It was more than twice as high. Pedestrian killers. Electric cars should just have a little bell on them, maybe some jingle bells. So it sounds like Christmas every time there's an electric car coming. So this way, at least you know they're coming. Jingle, 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 jangle. Hey, that sounds like Christmas. And then people might like them more. They should sell electric vehicles with jingle bells and a Santa hat at the top, in the front, on the hood, where the hood ornament is. And then every electric car is a Christmas car. Oh, a jingle, jingle, jangle, and a jingle. Hey, there's an electric car. It's coming. Watch out. Watch out. Merry Christmas. It's July. I know. Nelly, big outdoor show. People are still just hearing about this for the first time. Nelly's going to have an outdoor show. It's getting hot in here. Take off all your clothes, that guy. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of big songs. Go on YouTube, type in Nelly. A lot of good stuff is going to come up. 88 minutes from Brandon in Belcourt. We're just days away from the opening of the Sky Jump Trampoline Park, set to open next to the Turtle Island Adventure Water Park. And there's a Hunter Hayes indoor show in November. Thank goodness for that. November 2nd, I believe, in the event center. Country star Hunter Hayes will be performing at the Skydancer Casino. Make sure you give them a follow on their social media channels to stay up to date on all the deals. The opening of the Sky Jump Trampoline Park. And, of course, you can take a tour of the incredible Tower Hotel. That's a great place to stay. Check out SkyDancerCasino.com. Go to SkyDancerCasino.com and you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter or X as well. And you can find our friends from Auto Fashion at their new website, AutoFashion.ca. They have an easy-to-read list of all the services they provide, all the detailing, fine auto finishing services they provide. They're taking sports cars from all over Manitoba and Saskatchewan, and average SUVs, minivans, and even cars that I drive, they'll take into Auto Fashion to get them all spiffy and repaired. And, of course, repairing hail damage is a big part of their business, and they've been very busy doing that. So if you get some hail damage, they're MPI and SGI accredited over at Auto Fashion. Give them a shot at cleaning the vehicle, taking out scratches and dents, and keep them in mind for hail damage repair at Auto Fashion, 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. And our friends at Elkhorn Resort, Clarsaux Nordic Spa, they've got so much planned in the month of May, including beer tasting, another wine tasting event, and it's all happening at the Clarsaux Spa. Great resort location if you want to take a little vacation with your family. 75% of Canadians this summer will go on a summer road trip of 2 days or more, and 75% will also stay in Canada. Not quite sure about the provincial numbers, but if you are staying in Manitoba, you're going to want to visit Elkhorn Resort. water slide for the kids. They've got some outdoor hot tubs. And, of course, the Clarso Nordic Spa. I also invite you to give them a follow on their social media channels on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter as well. Elkhorn Resort and the beautiful new Clarso Nordic Spa. Call 204-848-8739 or 848-2802. Pepsi, Where's My Jet? That's a great documentary. Story of how in the 90s they ran an advertisement where if you collected enough points, you could actually win a fighter jet. But it was a publicity stunt. But one guy took the contest seriously and actually took Pepsi to court. He was in court for a very long time. And I'm not going to spoil it for you in case you want to watch the documentary. Pepsi, Where's My Jet? It's a really good one. I remember that campaign. I thought it'd be really cool to get the jet. I thought I'd never get that many points. I think Pepsi was banking on that for everyone watching the commercial. But one person figured that they would take Pepsi to task, and they actually bought their points, which was legal according to the fine print. Anyway, that's in the documentary. Liquid Death is another beverage company. I don't know what they make. What does Liquid Death make? Is it caffeine drinks? I'm thinking. Or is it bottled water? Why would they call bottled water Liquid Death? It's like Liquid Life. What are you talking about? So they're giving away a functional $400,000 fighter jet or a briefcase full of $250,000. That's a cool contest. I don't know what I would do with that jet. Do I need a license to fly? If I won this, do I need a license? Oh, it is a canned water brand. Canned Water brand on Tuesday announced a contest that'll see it give away a $400,000 fighter jet. The custom-painted Arrow L39C has been dubbed the dehydrator because its thrust will relieve you of your bodily fluids and make you empty your stomach. Oh, my God, that just speaks to 12-year-old boys, doesn't it? Oh, it's the dehydrator. It'll relieve you of your bodily fluids and make you empty your stomach.
Oh, yeah, where do I sign up, man? I want to empty my bodily fluids. I'm 12 years old. And I'll buy your water. I'll buy lots of water.
Between now and September 4th, each in-store purchase of Liquid Death will count as an entry. To enter, contestants need to upload a photo of their receipt to a website. In addition to the jet, the contest winner will receive 6 free months of hangar space outside of Chicago. Yeah, because that would look good parked next to the Honda in the driveway, hey?
Yeah, so what? Did little Jimmy win some kind of contest?
Yeah, he won a jet. It's parked next to the Honda out in the driveway. The two-seater aircraft can travel 470 miles an hour. The winner will be responsible for any expenses related to owning and operating the jet, including fuel and hiring a pilot if they don't already have a license to fly the plane. In the event the winner doesn't want the jet, Liquid Death is offering an alternative cash prize of $250,000. The six-figure contest is a reference to Pepsi's ill-fated jet giveaway in the 90s, which resulted in a lawsuit and the Netflix docuseries. Ooh, I love that kind of marketing.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Graceland, the home of Elvis Presley. You know things are tough when the home of Elvis Presley is going into foreclosure. How is this even possible? Elvis Presley's granddaughter Riley is fighting tooth and nail to prevent Graceland from being sold in a foreclosure auction. I guess she would. She says there's fraudulent documents involved. It's unreal. You just know things are bad when Graceland is going into foreclosure. Riley inherited Graceland from her late mother, Lisa Marie Presley, and filed documents to block the foreclosure auction of the historic Memphis property, which is set to go down in just 2 days. Put a Red Lobster in it! Man, Red Lobster going down. Graceland going down. You went in a time machine 20 years ago and said, you know what? In 2024, not only will some of the biggest retailers, best restaurants, even Elvis is going to lose his house. Be like, are you on crack? What are you talking about? So I guess Lisa Marie had to borrow a bunch of money to keep things afloat, and all those loans are coming due. And, well, the bills just can't get paid. And then Lisa passed away last year, which is why it looks like the thing could be auctioned off. Wow, it's such a beautiful home. I can't believe it. Even Priscilla Presley, Riley's grandmother and Elvis's ex-wife, chimed in on the matter, writing, "It's a scam," on her ex account. It's a scam. I'm sure they want to keep the house. Lisa Marie inherited Graceland after her dad's death in 1977, and after some back and forth with Priscilla, Riley was put in charge of the estate following Lisa's death in January of last year. A hearing for the matter is set for today, but for now, Graceland, which is a national historic landmark, is going on the auction block Thursday. Sunseekers, let's pool our money together. We're going to save the King of Rock and Roll's house. How much you got?
I got a quarter. I got a loony.
Blessed Mama says, "Is that for real?" It's sad if it is for real. But if it goes up for auction, well, you know, I can imagine the people that'll be coming out of the woodworks to buy Elvis's house. Are you kidding me? Jeff Bezos, hello. Elon Musk, hello. They own everything else. It'd be fitting to see Elon Musk move into Graceland, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that just be the icing on the proverbial cake? I think so. These are some strange times, boys and girls. These are some very strange times. Be free from fees. $2,000 if you bring a mortgage to Sunrise Credit Union or you apply for an existing mortgage and are approved for one. And you know what? This coming June is a new mortgage rate, a new interest rate announcement from the Bank of Canada. All eyes are on the Bank of Canada after those inflation numbers we just had. And this could be good news for borrowers. So should the rush be on in June, and it would be a rush if we start seeing those interest rates come down, remember our friends at Sunrise Credit Union with 19 area locations. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, your headquarters for all kinds of rubs and barbecue spices. Don't forget, their special actually is in effect until June. If you go and get your propane tank filled at select co-ops of Western Manitoba, you can enjoy one of those delectable barbecue spice rubs for your next steak or roast or chicken. The coffee one is really something to try. I mean, you're getting it for free with your propane fill. It also comes in roasted garlic and pepper. And the other one was maple pepper, something like that. I really enjoyed the maple one. I'm not a big maple guy, but it's got a really great taste to it. Anyway, these are the three new flavors from Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here. Go for your propane fill. Go for your groceries, your barbecue supplies. And again, you're lining the pockets of your community and not the pockets of billionaires. When you visit Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepwa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota 2. And our friends at Natural Elements would love to see you at 2940 Victoria Avenue so that they can help you with sore muscles, achy, creaky bones. From massage therapy to the Epsom salt baths, it's a natural wellness center that is waiting to help you and help to ease pain that can come with, well, just with age, with lots of activity. It can also come with a sports injury. Whatever it is you're suffering from, give Natural Elements a call. Better yet, visit their website because then you'll be able to see all the different services that they have to offer that are going to help you to feel better. Floataway.ca is their website address. Floataway.ca. Call 727-4199. And again, you'll find them in the old CKX TV building, Unit C, in the back there, 2940 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. 61% of travelers are planning trips this summer in the U.S. We'd mentioned earlier this morning that in Canada, this number is higher, actually. This number in Canada is 75% are planning trips this summer. The poll found that 31% of U.S. travelers said they plan to increase their number of hotel stays this summer compared to last summer, the same in Canada. Hotels remain the top lodging choice for both business and leisure travelers this summer. The poll results are good news for hoteliers who have got a lot of competition from, you know, the Airbnbs and stuff. 55% of respondents said inflation is likely to reduce their chance of staying in a hotel, down slightly. 46% said inflation is likely to reduce their chance of traveling by plane. 44% said inflation is likely to reduce their chance of renting a car. That is likely why you're seeing so many airlines discount their fares right now. And we're seeing some amazing seat sales south of the border. And coincidentally, that has translated to some low fares in Canada, too. So if you are planning a trip that includes getting on an airplane, this could be a good summer to be doing that as far as costs go, because the airlines have really sharpened their pencil this summer. And that'll be good news for the pocketbook. So if you do have some cash available to go on a vacation this summer, it'd be a good chance to get on an airplane. Like we had mentioned last week, from Winnipeg to Nova Scotia for $180 return taxes in. Holy cow, you can't stay one night in Winnipeg for that. That's an incredible deal. And as we'd mentioned earlier, 75% of Canadians planning to go on a vacation compared to 61% of U.S. travelers, but 75% are also planning to stay in Canada this summer. And so I don't know if this is going to fly. What do you think about it? Would you be buying Halloween candy in May? I mean, this is obviously a sales promo. This is their attempt to sell some more candy. But if you do start to see pumpkin Snickers and Skittles Littles Ghosts and pumpkin M&Ms, don't freak out. They're not pushing the holidays together. They're just trying to do a Halloween in May. Or is this just the old candy left over from last year? It's, again, just a promo. And I'm sure that as soon as some people who are not aware that this is just a Halloween in May promo, that some people are going to go on social media and just completely lose their minds. So Red Lobster is not the only sit-down restaurant that's in some trouble. There are some restaurants that are rumored to be shuttering locations in 2024. And I've got them coming up in just a bit. Today's the last day of the Spring It On event at Leon's Furniture Superstore, okay? The Spring It On event means 50% off select bedroom furniture. Again, today's the last day. Save 50% on select accent chairs and recliners. Buy more, save more on select major appliance packages and TVs. And save up to 50% on select clearance mattresses. Save up to 25% on all new Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And take up to 2 years to pay with 0% interest and 24 equal monthly payments. But today is the last day. Leons.ca, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. App Law Office, where they believe in forming lasting relationships while taking care of your legal needs. Specializing in real estate, corporate law, estate planning as well. Estate law, that's the wills department. They can help you with any of those needs, and they're great for information. Great for a quick coffee and a visit. You can find them online, also on the social media channels. Give them a like, give them a follow, or visit them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. And you've always got time for Tim Hortons as renovations continue at the 18th Street location. Keep in mind that their flatbread pizzas are hotter than ever, literally right out of the oven. Perfect lunchtime grab and go flatbread pizzas. Come in chicken, parmesan, bacon, everything, pepperoni, and simply cheese. And you can also get the ice caps, the caramel ice cap or the Oreo double stuffed ice cap. Two new sparkling quencher flavors, mango starfruit and wild berry hibiscus, and a new tiramisu cold brew. Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. So the big chain that has had to actually address the rumors of following Red Lobster down the road of bankruptcy is Chili's. Now, we don't have a lot of Chili's locations in Canada, But there have been some reports that the chain is going out of business, but the company has set the record straight and said that things are fine. The pandemic has been tough on the chain, but the recent internet rumors of Chili's demise are not true. They're not going to follow Red Lobster. There was a story published May 9th on a blog that said Chili is shutting down across America in 2024. The article subsequently republished on several other media sites saying that they were down. And then, of course, the social media reaction followed. Chili's is shutting down. I am not okay. One customer posted on X last week. Luckily, the rumors seemed to be unfounded. A company spokesperson confirmed in a statement. The articles and social media conversations include misinformation and mischaracterizations about the state of our business. In fact, Chili's is currently growing in popularity throughout the country, noting the chain's sales growth last quarter was significantly better than the restaurant industry averages. So if you're a fan of Chili's, you don't gotta worry. But these are 10 restaurant chains that are struggling in 2024 to be on the lookout for potential closures. Now, not all of these restaurants are doing business in Canada currently, but some of them are. And some of them will be closing. One of those struggling right now is Starbucks. We have seen some Starbucks in Canada close in recent months. We do have a few actually in our community. And so they continue to struggle post-pandemic. And some of their product launches have not gone as they had planned. So if you're a fan of Starbucks, that is something to keep in mind. Put on your radar. Number two is KFC. That's somebody doing business in our community. They've been doing well in China lately, but on this side of the pond, store sales are dropping by 7% in the U.S. and by 2% worldwide due to incredible competition, especially from restaurants like Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. KFC is struggling a little bit. David Gibbs, CEO of KFC's parent company, admitted during a May earnings call that the chain has been struggling in North America. So no guarantee of closures or anything like that, but again, just putting it on the radar. As we've mentioned before, and this is so shocking, McDonald's made the list. McDonald's makes a tremendous amount of money in real estate. The corporation buys the land, then leases the land back to the franchisees. So corporately, McDonald's is healthy. But that's because their real estate business is doing good. But as far as selling food, as we've said on this show, the food has gotten too expensive for consumers, especially in the U.S., who are looking for some cheap food. And we've been telling you about the pursuit of the $5 hamburger meal, and it looks like McDonald's will do it for the month of June, but they said they can't go past the end of June. They just can't afford to offer cheap food anymore. This is shocking to me. This is unbelievable that we're talking about a chain so iconic that is struggling right now. And guess who they're losing to? They're losing to grocery stores. People are buying the hamburgers in the grocery stores, in the supermarket, and they're just making them at home. And the company knows that. So they're desperate to bring customers back to the Golden Arches. Cracker Barrel, I think we used to have a Cracker Barrel here, but they too are struggling to pay the bills these days. These are the 10, well, Red Lobster we know is already sinking under and has filed for bankruptcy protection. Boston Market, we do not have one in Canada, I don't believe. Maybe in Toronto they might have a Boston Market, but they're famous for their rotisserie chicken and comfort food. They have really been struggling too, so Boston Market is on the ropes. Denny's, oh my God, what, love Denny's for breakfast. They're on the ropes. Denny's location previously needed $1 million to break even and stay open. Now it requires 1.2. Denny's CFO during the chain's fourth quarter earnings call in February said that customer traffic is down and they are struggling. They had to close almost 60 restaurants so far this year. And the CEO of the company said there could be more closures coming for Denny's. They're on the ropes. Three more. Applebee's. Now, we do have an Applebee's here. And I'm not sure if you, do you know of anybody that works at Applebee's? They, in the U.S., are struggling. Since 2017, they've shuttered 300 restaurants. In the last couple of years, 36 locations have closed. The company opened 10 new restaurants. Applebee says it's not a sign of struggling business. It's just a sign of the changing of consumer habits. But when you shut down 336 restaurants in 6 years and open 10, they say that this year they're hoping that they can open another 25 restaurants. Noodles & Company. I have not seen one of these in Canada, but they have seen a significant decrease in traffic as well. And finally, Outback Steakhouse. Love this place. Oh, the Bloomin' Onion. Have you ever had the Bloomin' Onion? It's amazing. But the Outback Steakhouse is also struggling. They've closed 41 locations in the last year. And in the fourth quarter, sales were down and traffic fell by 5%. So as you can see, it's not just Red Lobster that is having a problem having customers come into the store, then having them stay in the store and eat a bunch of food. It is it's tough times for a lot of sit-down restaurants across North America. So I think the takeaway here is that if you can afford to go to your favorite sit-down restaurant and support them, please do. Because, you know, they employ good people and those people are, you know, counting on your support, counting on a little bit of tip action here and there. And, you know, if we don't support them, they don't stick around, and they don't stick around. It makes everybody sad when you hear news like we've heard about Red Lobster this week, right? And we'll see you again tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock for more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Be good. I'll look for you. I'll look for you in chat tomorrow morning. And you know how this ends. I'll always have a beach chair waiting for you, okay? So have a great Hump Day Wednesday. We'll see you again tomorrow, guys.